The next halachas are pretty complicated, so we're not going to go into all of the details, but just the basic ideas. Again, the purpose of the shiur is just to know what to ask a shaila and what information is pertinent to what's it called to when you ask the shaila. Okay. This is if you have a milchik or fleishik spoon, ladle, that you stuck into a pot of the opposite kind, obviously, or parv or whatever. So you have, by mistake, you took a meat ladle and put it into hot milk, cheese, noodles, or whatever. So here are the things that you have to take in consideration. Okay. How much is the milk in... We're talking about milk into meat. Okay. You took a milchik ladle and put it into chicken soup. So now, the first thing is it a ben yomo? It's not a ben yomo. That's the first thing. Right? The, obviously, the pot is a ben yomo. It's cooking chicken soup. But the ladle, was the ladle used with hot milchiks within 24 hours or not? Could be used for cold milchiks within 24 hours, not a problem. Be used for hot milchiks within 24 hours in a way that the hot milchiks would be, the ladle was put into milk soup. Hot milk soup or whatever within 24 hours. So then that's the first consideration. Is it or isn't it a ben yomo? If it's not a ben yomo, then the food is not affected. Okay? In other words, you put a milchik ladle into chicken soup and the ladle hadn't been used for hot milchiks within 24 hours. The chicken soup is edible. You can eat the chicken soup. The ladle, on the other hand, has to be kosher. Can't use it for milchiks or fleishiks because it has in it milchiks and fleishiks. Even though the milchiks is not a ben yomo, it's left the kasher. And you can't even use it for pariv. You have to you can use it what's it called, you could have to kasher. That's if it's not a ben yomo. If it is a ben yomo, then we have the following consideration. How much milk ratio to the chicken soup? Okay? So there's two things to take in consideration over here. Three things, really. One, how much of the ladle went into the chicken soup? In other words, the ladle has a handle, an arm, and a cup. Did you only put the cup in, you know, skim off the surface, or you put the whole thing in? Okay. Only the part that was actually in the chicken soup has to be considered for the 60 times. Okay. Next. How much milk was in the ladle? So normally, you don't know, you know, if you ladled out, what's it called, hot milk within 24 hours, that's what we're talking about. So we have to assume that all of the ladle became absorbed with that milk. So you need 60 times the volume of the cup of the ladle or the handle, as much went into the thing. On the other hand, if you know how much milk there was, right, in the chicken, in the soup, the milk soup, there was only one quarter was milk and the rest were part of ingredients. So not more than one quarter of what was absorbed is milk. So then you'd only need 60 times one quarter of the cup of the ladle, not 60 times the whole thing. Okay. So therefore, what you have to take consideration is it a ben yom or not? Secondly, is there 60 times as much chicken soup as the part of the ladle that was put in? And if you know how much, the ratio to begin with of the hot milchiks was, that also is a significant factor. Next. Okay. If the ladle is a ben yomo, okay, in other words, was used, and the ratio is less than shishin, in other words, there's more milchiks than would be bottled to shishin, right? There's more than, there's less than 60 times meat, right? So then the halacha is the ladle has to be kasher, and the chicken soup is osir, and that's pretty much all there is to, and the pot has to be kasher. Pot, chicken soup, and ladle all have to be kosher. Okay? Like what happens if the pot has no meat in it, but part of the food, but it's a benyomo from meat? Okay, you're making mashed potatoes, or you're making vegetable soup in a pot that within 24 hours you made chicken soup. And now you put the ladle, which is a benyomo, into that pot, but you didn't come in contact with any meat. You came in contact with part of a food that was in a fleshika pot that was used within 24 hours. So, okay. According to the way we hold Ashkenazim, right, we hold that not bar not is not mutter lechatchila. You can't use it with the other thing. Therefore, what's it called? You have to kasher the pot and the ladle. Stardom hold differently, but the Maisa, what we hold is, in such a case, where the ladle is a benyomo of milchiks, and you put it into parava benyomo of fleshiks, so you have to kasher the, what's it called, the ladle, and you have to kasher the pot. Okay. Of what's it called? Yeah, lechatchila you can't use it with the other kind.
What it means
over here, right? No sing tam, bar no sing tam, because the tam of the meat went first into the pot and then back into the soup. Okay. If one of them is not a ben yomo, either the pot or the ladle, right? Then what's it called? You should treat the food as with the one that's a ben yomo. So the power of a food is, if the ladle was benyomo, it's milchik, and if the pot was a benyomo, then it's fleshik. But since one of them wasn't a benyomo, it doesn't answer the thing. If you put into a power of a pot, a milchik or fleshik a ladle. So again, barring the fact that there's not shishim and it's a benyomo, then for Ashkenazim it has the din of cooking something in a fleshika pot, part of the things, or a milchika pot. Here the ladle is benyomo, and the part of the food. And even if the pot wasn't, so now it's a benyomo of milchiks. So you should not eat it with fleshiks. You should eat it either with milchiks or with part. Okay. And the last case is where you put successively milchik ladle into part of the food. And then after that, a fleshika ladle into part of a food. Same pot. Right? So then what's it called? And they're both benyomo. Right? So the halacha is what's it called? The food, okay, isn't affected because basically, It's a not bar not again, right? The taste of the milk went into the ladle and then went to the par of the food, and from there the same thing. But the mice, it shouldn't affect anything, okay? Right. But what's it called? There is a shita that holds that. You can't use the pot with either milchiks or fleshiks, and basically, therefore, you have to kasher. You can use it for parv, but you shouldn't use it for milchiks or fleshiks.
So right now, right now the food is kosher.
What? Machlok. What? Right now the food is kosher. Yes.
So, when you want to use the pot again, you have to preserve it.
You have to kasher. Yes. Okay. Okay. According to the other opinion, it's based on not trait, but whichever the second one was, that leaves the bigger taste. So the pot should be used with milchiks, not with fleshiks, or it could be used for parav also. Okay. Okay. Okay, that's pretty much. Any questions on this? I don't expect you to remember almost any of it. Just remember the things that are relevant to asking a shayla. Yeah?
In the last case, why if you took, let's say the first one was a milk with a spoon, that was a benyomo.
Right.
You put it into the power of soup. Okay. Why doesn't that make the soup, doesn't make the soup milchik?
Does it make the soup milchik? Does it make the soup milchik? Yeah, lechara it should.
So now you make the soup milchik, and then you put a fleshik spoon in there, that's a benyomo, and you have milk and fleshik together, it should pass about the soup. And also pass about the second spoon.
Yeah, but the truth is, it's not like that. It's a benyomo milchik, but the fleishiks is what's it called, is that the first thing was parik. So that imparted a milchik taste into the thing, but it's a not bar not taste, which is not real milchiks.
Okay.
The second one is also, again, another not bar not taste. So some ikar adin, it's not the... Okay.
And the first case, when we have the ladle.
Yeah.
There's a milk of a ladle according to inflation.
Yeah.
And we said we were concerned only as much as the, let's say, the coast of the ladle, but not the rest of it.
If you didn't put it in.
But if you didn't put it in.
Right.
But why? There's a.
Chom mikzaso chom kulo. That's only that it absorbs taste because it's hot, but it doesn't give out taste because it's hot. Considered hot, but not hot enough to give out taste from the part that's not in the liquid. Chom mikzaso chom kulo is only legabe bliya, not legabe giving out. That's not mifapeya. It's called chom kulo, chom mikzaso chom kulo, and the taste goes into the whole thing, but it doesn't come out of the thing. Because it's hot from the other.
So let's say we spoke about that. I remember that if something hits the outside of the pot, then it goes to the inside of the pot as well.
Right.
So,
that's because it absorbs something that's hot, right? Part of it comes in contact with something, the whole thing absorbs.
Uh-huh.
But you don't say the same thing the other way around, right?